We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
At 97.3's Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show.
Oh, you're out of time?
Nothing.
No, I was going to say.
That story's coming up. I was going to do that one.
Oh, yes. That just got handed to me. Hey, everyone. Justin Bieber's Changes Tour with special guests Kehlani and Jaden Smith is coming to Levi's Stadium on May 22nd. Tickets go on sale in two Fridays from now, Friday, February 14th. That would be Valentine's Day at noon at Ticketmaster.com. But if you call number 9 right now, 800-400-3697, you'll instantly win a pair of tickets to see Justin Bieber at Levi's Stadium on Friday, May 22nd. Yummy, 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 yum. Play one of his good songs.
What?
What are you talking about?
This is a baby banger, baby.
No, like baby, yes.
It actually sounds like a fun show.
Yeah. Like baby, oh. That's a good song. This is Isla's favorite song. We gotta go with this one.
I'll be there. I'm going.
Yeah, you will.
Gotta get him some good seats and backstage passes because I gotta see Evan the Lund. Picture of Justin Bieber and Isla together.
You know what? The internet needs that. I hope Isla doesn't pull the thing like she did with the princesses and is too shy and runs the other way or ducks behind your legs.
You know, nobody has promised that we're getting backstage. I've been told I can probably get a pair of tickets to take her into the show, but nobody said that there's going to be any meet and greets.
I don't know. I feel like that could be arranged.
If that happens, that's great, but I don't expect that. I actually thought that he stopped doing that.
I think he did. But he'll make an exception for your beautiful little
daughter. Oh, really?
Come on! It's got to happen. All right, you guys, I want to hand out these. Maybe I need to stall. Brynn seems to be running around like a crazy person. I'll start with this. 25 years ago in 1995, 25 years ago today, in 1995, the 49ers beat the San Diego Chargers 49-26 in Super Bowl 29.
49.
And Steve Young finally, as they famously put it, got the monkey off his back because it was the thing that he hadn't completed. He hadn't gotten the Super Bowl win.
They beat the Chargers, making the 49ers the first team to win 5 Super Bowls. Steve Young was the MVP, threw 6 touchdowns, breaking Joe Montana's record. The Niners have since lost that record to the Steelers and the Patriots. However, this Sunday could be the day they tie that up 3 ways.
Oh, God, please. Let this Sunday be a triumphant, fun, enjoyable...
Make it so.
Day full of wonderful news with many touchdown passes and many yards run for by the San Francisco 49ers.
So if you haven't heard, Uzette is moving to middays. I want to play a final game with Uzette.
Uh-oh.
So here's the thing, though. This is a long game. This is a game that it's time to play a game that's going to last until next Monday.
Stop. Oh,
Last till Monday. So,
I hate games.
No. This is a good game.
All right.
This is our prop bet game. So, Vinny, here's one for you and one for Bryn. And if an intern can come running in here and get, I thought maybe we'll let Nicole play and we'll let Uzi play. So we'll have 5 people in the bet.
Here. Got it.
Oh, you got it? Great. So... when you have a Super Bowl party, sometimes people care about the game, sometimes they don't. Sometimes they care about the ads, sometimes they don't. But it is, you know, you when you make a few bets, then you feel like, okay, now I'm kind of invested. I'm looking for things. So CBS Sports, welcome to their home. It's not our home anymore. They have put out a list of 10. It's, you know, just a little prop sport game. And there are 10 categories with over-unders. So we're all going to make our guesses right now. The first one is, how long will Demi Lovato take to sing the national anthem? And the over-under is 2 minutes. What do you think, Vinny?
I've already sort of plowed through this. Over 2 minutes is what I put.
I am also saying over. Yuzi?
Me too. Okay. Over.
Oh, but by the way, you guys, put your name on the top of this so that we so I can score over. It. What will the outcome of the coin toss be? Say it on one, two, three.
Heads.
I'm going heads. I'm saying tails.
Mm. Oh, the chicks are going. What about you, Nikki?
I said heads.
Okay. Which team will score first? One, two, three.
Niners.
What's the jersey number of the first player to score a touchdown? Over 26 and a half or under 26 and a half?
I wrote under and then I crossed it out. I'm going over.
Oh, I went under.
26. Well,
over.
You're going over.
I'm going over.
I'm
going
to go over.
There's so many more numbers over
I know,
26
so
that
many
I went.
The low ones are, you know, that. I'm going under.
All right.
That's good. I'll be the only one.
I'm under.
Oh, you're under too? Mm-hmm. Okay.
I went over.
Will the game be tied again after starting 0-0?
Oh.
One, two, three.
Oh, wait,
no.
What?
Like, confused. Will it be score? Will it be 10-10?
Okay.
So 0-0.
Yeah.
Right.
I'm gonna say no.
No.
Yeah, I also said no. Vinny, yesing or no?
I'm no.
I went no.
We all went no. Oh, all right. Mm-hmm. How many wardrobe changes for J Lo during halftime? Under 2.5 or over 2.5?
Over.
Over.
I said under.
I don't mean this to come off the wrong way because I'm sure she's a fantastic musician, but I can only tell you Jenny from the Block. That's the only song I know, and I have zero.
My love don't cost a thing.
Right.
That's the only other one I know.
Less than zero interest in her performance.
Listen, she's gonna be shaking that booty.
I like Shakira, and Shakira's got, you know, she does the hips don't lie, and she's got actually a decent song in Zootopia.
Oh. I can't
think of what it's called. She's got to. It's a huge hit.
What, this one?
That's J-Lo. Yeah, I know this one.
Who's this? Is this J-Lo?
J-Lo, Waiting for Tonight.
I don't know this one.
What's the one with the...
Isn't this a cover?
Ja Rule, yeah.
Oh, she does one with Pitbull, too, doesn't she?
Yeah.
Didn't they do like an Olympic song?
She did that one song with Ja Rule where she was wearing that pink jumpsuit, like tracksuit.
Yeah, I don't remember that.
I don't know.
I'm just not paying that much
attention
to her.
You know what?
I'm
not watching for her singing. I'm watching for her dancing.
Yeah.
She's not going to be singing.
I want to watch those hips not lie.
Yeah.
All those ladies with the hips. Okay, so you guys are, who's saying over 2.5?
Over.
I went over as well.
Yeah. I said under. It's just a short one, you know?
Oh, please. Still. Adam Levine had more than 2.5.
He just took out, after 1 minute of sweating profusely on stage, he had to peel that.
Well,
that
it doesn't
shirt
matter
off.
If he has a jacket on and he takes that off.
That's a
and
change.
And then he takes
gross.
Off his shirt.
Right.
So that's already, saying yeah. That was two changes right there.
Yep.
Yeah, I'm going to say she picked a great outfit. And you're right, though. She will strip away parts of it.
Mm-hmm.
We'll have to see what the official answer is on these. How many yards will the game's longest touchdown be? Over 44.5 or under 44.5?
Under.
I said over.
I'm going over.
How many players will attempt a pass? So I guess that means someone will do a lateral pass or something.
I said under.
Yeah, everyone besides. Although if another quarterback comes in to replace someone who got injured,
that counts.
Yeah. I said under. I said it'll just be the two guys.
Yeah, I'm going to say over.
Yeah, I'm going to say over too.
Right. I said under.
I'm going under.
Which team will score last, the Niners or the Chiefs? 1, 2, 3.
49ers.
First and last. And who will be named Super Bowl 54 MVP? Patrick Mahomes or anyone else?
Anyone else.
I said anyone else, too. All right, hand those in. Hand them in.
All right.
And we'll find out on Monday. Actually, that'll be our first crosstalk, Yuzi. We'll find out if you won the game or not. Here, do you want to hold on to these, Brittany?
Yeah, I'll hold on to them.
Yeah. Set them over there so we'll have them on Monday.
Thanks.
That's actually a question people are asking, 510. When does Yuzette start her new midday gig?
On Monday.
This Monday.
Yeah, so today's my last day. And then tomorrow, Thursday and Friday, I'm going to do some trial runs with my commute with the Caltrain.
Right.
From Belmont to San Francisco. And then I have a dentist appointment yesterday, too. So today's the last day on the morning show.
In case you missed the news, Yuzette is moving to the midday show. It's a big promotion. She's getting her own show, but we hate change, and so it's difficult. She's been with this show since the very, very beginning of it.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's get to the Billboard Hot 100 here. At number one, these are the best songs in the entire world at this moment, Vinny. The best ones. Number 100, That's On Me.
Oh, that's a song?
by Mac Miller.
Oh.
I actually expected him to land something in the top 10, but he's at 100. I'm sure he's maybe got other stuff. That posthumous record just came out. And this isn't one that I'd heard, so I'm sure everything on that record is somewhere
right,
in the top 100.
Right, somewhere within 100, yeah.
Skipping up to number 10, Selena Gomez, Lose You to Love Me. That peaked at number 1. Last week, number 5. It's fallen fast. At number 9 is Arizona Zervas and a song called Roxanne. Louis Capaldi, who I finally got a real good look at the Grammys this past weekend. 37 weeks on the charts. Someone You Loved. Number 8.
He's got a good sense of humor.
He certainly does. He said he was having his baby later in the show. I thought that was hilarious. He's very unassuming. By the way, one of the stories after the Grammys, I guess that they put people's names in all the seats.
Mm-hmm.
And so he went and sat in a seat, and someone thought he was
a seat filler.
Like, yeah. They put people in there so that it looks like there are people sitting in all the seats when the camera goes to them if someone's up. And they're like, all right, come on,
sir.
Get out of there, sir. He's like, I'm Louis Capaldi.
All day.
I can't get away from myself. Dance Monkey, this is Tones and I. This is up a place from last week, number 7. Number 6 is 10,000 Hours by Dan and Shay, plus Justin Bieber.
Those boys are fancy.
They
went up, because I kind of think of them as country dudes.
Yes.
But they went up there. One of them was wearing a pink suit, and the other one had just a very bedazzled get up on.
I actually was thinking how much I loved that dudes were. I mean, I know it's the Grammys, so people are a little bit more
funky.
Out of the box and wearing a funky outfit. But I love that dudes are actually not just wearing a black suit.
Right.
Or tux.
Mm-hmm. Like, well, that's,
I think it's
the
great.
Grammys for sure.
Yeah.
Is farther out there than you'd normally
say the
expect.
Oscars.
Right.
So the Oscars are a week from Sunday. But that was where, wasn't that where everyone was wearing those like man harnesses and there was some neat little things.
Right.
So I'd love to see more colorful outfits and more fun to be had. Don't let Billy Porter have all the fun. That eye makeup, little much. But,
honestly didn't know who he was. You explained who he was
to me
yesterday.
I don't even know. All I know is he's a guy I see all the time making a splash on the red carpets. But he's an actor and apparently a singer, too. Mm. But he's just a guy who makes a splash. Maroon 5's at number 5 with Memories.
Woohoo!
I love it. You know, I know that a lot of people love that drawl.
Mumble rap.
I know that's the big thing, but I'm not into it.
I like it sharp and coming at me rapid fire.
And understandable.
Right.
I know. It's unbelievable he goes so fast he can still understand what he's saying. At number 2, Eher held out of the top spot. Future featuring Drake. Life is good. This is his 100th top 40 hit, which gives him the record.
Mm-hmm.
And he's now tied for Hot 100 hits with the cast of Glee. So one more song and Drake will own it all. Congratulations. And number 1, I believe this is a couple weeks in a row now. 3 weeks in a row? Roddy Ricch, The Box. And I'll leave you with something that. So congratulations, all those people, and you're having the best songs in the world. Just a couple quick more notes about the Super Bowl, and then I'm going to try to leave you with something not Super Bowl, not Kobe related. But Jordan Peele has a new show coming up on Amazon. He's the guy who did Us and Get Out, and he has a Twilight Zone reboot too.
Oh yeah.
He's got a new show on Amazon called Hunters, and that has a trailer that's going to air during the Super Bowl. It's about Nazi hunters, and it stars Al Pacino and Logan Lerman.
All right.
Google has a Super Bowl ad that will make you cry. Because that's what you want during your party.
Google's done that before. I think that's the one where you are writing your kid, or sit.
Yes, you set up an email account for them, and then you just write them throughout their life and give them the password at
age
18.
I started, and then I haven't kept up.
Get on it, man. Even one or two a year would be good.
You know, we're right in the middle of it all.
Sure.
I'm busy.
It's very, you know, it's going to hit home for you. It's always about
family. It looks like up.
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh, God, I'm going to start crying.
You'll be okay.
And it has the music, too. You hear that music?
Yeah, that's beautiful. Oh, no.
All the memories. I love what Google does to my photos in the photo album. It puts together this montage of all my photos and has music in the background. Oh, and it's so crazy.
How are they doing this?
I know.
Emilio Estevez will make his triumphant return to our hearts. He's the Sheen brother we can get behind, guys. Uh-huh. He is going to be in a Disney Plus revival of the Mighty Ducks. So he was the coach, Gordon Bombay. He played him in the original 92 and the sequel D2, The Mighty Ducks, 2 years later. He only had a cameo in the third, but he's all in for the new series. Depressingly, the guy who played Goldberg, the goalie in the original movies, he also makes the news. He was arrested for burglary and being...
Oh, this is the picture I saw this morning.
...of meth.
Oh, he's just a mess.
It's awful. Like, there he is, just a little kid Goldberg. Or
you cannot, by looking at the picture of him today, put it together with the picture of him...
Absolutely not.
...as a young person. They just don't equal.
He was in Marysville, California. They say Sean Weiss, that's his name, he was busted for residential burglary and being under the influence of methamphetamine Sunday at around 7 a.m. They responded to a call, cops responded to a call for a burglary in progress, and when they arrived on the scene, they found him ransacking a car in the home's garage. He displayed symptoms of being...
Look at that picture. How old do you think he is?
Let's have a look at that.
Just from that picture.
48 years old.
I'm thinking 60.
Oh, well,
that
his hair's
meth,
dark.
Man. Meth.
How old is he?
He's 41.
Oh.
Meth. And look, it looks like his teeth.
Do you have a before picture, Sarah?
I just have him as a kid.
He was adorable before. Oh, nice looking man.
Oh, look at
man.
Him.
Mm-hmm.
Just a little cute
it's drug
boy.
Addiction.
Yes,
it's terrible.
For
it
sure.
is. It's absolutely horrible. Meth, don't do it, kids.
Right.
If there's one to stay away from. There's several to stay away from. But
stay away from them all.
Meth, yeah. Not good. What's coming up in the news, Vin?
Oh, I have so much. I'll do a little bit of Super Bowl stuff. And hold on. Antiques Roadshow makes
oh,
the
I
news.
Oh, I love the Antiques Roadshow.
And more after.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.